Once their bearable limit is reached, they cannot move any faster than they can walk unless their machines are protected against the mass, enlarging influences. If earthly humans were to observe this law, then they would have less needs, misery, and deaths. But, they are obstinate, stoic, and will not listen to advice. Earthly humans still presume to be the crown of creation and the only intelligent creatures in the universe. However, this information should be diffused for those who have overcome their megalomania and want to learn from these explanations. Hyperspace travel possible by technology. In the whole universe, there are only a few kinds of life that are able to travel huge distances with the utilization of hyperspace. But when this becomes possible by the highest developed races, the universe no longer holds any limits for them. Space and time is overcome and barriers no longer exist for them between universes. Neutralization of time and space. Ask it, from the dull universe, informed Maya that, in order to perform their mission, they will have to neutralize space and time of his and her universes. To do that, they will travel through a harmonic passage without hurting her ship and the universes. Hyperspace, see section 4.4.2. 31.239, 279, the security distance from planets. The Great Spacer Mothership has much better capabilities for overcoming distances than the smaller craft. It has technology to neutralize time and achieve a safe distance from planets and stars in less time before transferring into hyperspace. Time is neutralized until shortly before departure and a neutral timeless tunnel is formed through which the short distance to a safe distance is overcome within a split second. The timeless tunnel is easier to handle than a hyperleap, but such a tunnel can only be generated within certain distances and the environment must always be regarded. Different galaxies and systems limit the extent of the timeless tunnel. Time travel. Even the best pledger and scientists know very little about shifts in time. They know the how, when, and where, but they do not know the basic cause of the process. Maya will spend 2 days in space on board the Great Spacer while only 2 hours will pass on Earth. During the flight from Earth, they have jumped 2 days into the past. This concerns a shift in time. Maya will live twice with one time on Earth and one time in space. If he were to return to Earth in the past, then he would be able to meet himself 2 days earlier. The difference in time is regulated by a manipulation of the times. Craft lost in hyperspace. There were 2 ships from Cassiopeia on Earth for about 4 months with several crew members. They had even contacted some people on Earth. One of these ships was destroyed along with its crew in 1962 and all records on board were lost. The reason for this destruction is hidden in darkness and could not be discovered. This occurred in hyperspace, as shown by the impulses at its departure point. The second ship left the Earth about 7 years ago. Its crew had been active here until then on expeditions. Unfortunately, this ship has also not reached its home world because of some influences that flung the ship into a strange dimension when it tried to break into hyperspace. The controlling instruments, which were connected remotely to the instruments on the ship, suddenly received no more impulses when the breakthrough occurred. This clearly indicates that the ship was flung into a strange dimension. A male leader named Elhoa had commanded the destroyed ship and the disappeared ship was under the command of a certain Aha. This process also injures human beings because their mass also changes with speed. This affects the brain as well and all functions become retarded. Quite suddenly, the functions of thinking and reacting shut off and emptiness ensues. As a result, humans can lose control over themselves and over their vehicle. Of course, people can slowly accommodate themselves to these factors and master them to a certain degree. But there is a limit to how much damage can be sustained before failure occurs. It can take years before such events afflict people. Age and individual characteristics play a part in how much can be endured before being overcome by the disregarded laws of nature. Once their bearable limit is reached, they cannot move any faster than they can walk unless their machines are protected against the mass, enlarging influences. If earthly humans were to observe this law, then they would have less needs, misery, and deaths. But, they are obstinate, stoic, and will not listen to advice. Earthly humans still presume to be the crown of creation and the only intelligent creatures in the universe. However, this information should be diffused for those who have overcome their megalomania and want to learn from these explanations. Hyperspace travel possible by technology. In the whole universe, there are only a few kinds of life that are able to travel huge distances with the utilization of hyperspace. But when this becomes possible by the highest developed races, the universe no longer holds any limits for them. Space and time is overcome and barriers no longer exist for them between universes. Neutralization of time and space. Ask it, from the dull universe, informed Maya that, in order to perform their mission, they will have to neutralize space and time of his and her universes. To do that, they will travel through a harmonic passage without hurting her ship and the universes. The Great Spacer Mothership has much better capabilities for overcoming distances than the smaller craft. It has technology to neutralize time and achieve a safe distance from planets and stars in less time before transferring into hyperspace. Time is neutralized until shortly before departure and a neutral timeless tunnel is formed through which the short distance to a safe distance is overcome within a split second. The timeless tunnel is easier to handle than a hyperleap, but such a tunnel can only be generated within certain distances and the environment must always be regarded. Different galaxies and systems limit the extent of the timeless tunnel. Time travel. The process. Even the best pledger and scientists know very little about shifts in time. They know the how, when, and where, but they do not know the basic cause of the process. Maya will spend 2 days in space on board the Great Spacer while only 2 hours will pass on Earth. During the flight from Earth, they have jumped 2 days into the past. This concerns a shift in time. Maya will live twice with one time on Earth and one time in space. If he were to return to Earth in the past, then he would be able to meet himself 2 days earlier. The difference in time is regulated by a manipulation of the times. Craft lost in hyperspace. There were 2 ships from Cassiopeia on Earth for about 4 months with several crew members. They had even contacted some people on Earth. One of these ships was destroyed along with its crew in 1962 and all records on board were lost. The reason for this destruction is hidden in darkness and could not be discovered. This occurred in hyperspace, as shown by the impulses at its departure point. The second ship left the Earth about 7 years ago. Its crew had been active here until then on expeditions. Unfortunately, this ship has also not reached its home world because of some influences that flung the ship into a strange dimension when it tried to break into hyperspace. The controlling instruments, which were connected remotely to the instruments on the ship, suddenly received no more impulses when the breakthrough occurred. This clearly indicates that the ship was flung into a strange dimension. A male leader named Elhoa had commanded the destroyed ship and the disappeared ship was under the command of a certain Aha. Remark that this was clipped from those notes gathered from the Semjace, Maya, material and hereby is end of this, the essence of the notes. Prepared by, Morris Osborne.